Cape Talk.
International correspondent.
Katie McDonald, a very good morning to you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Hear you loud and clear.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Brilliant.
Katie, you know, whenever you are on, I tend to, I like venting because you can understand where we're coming from. So in South Africa, what we're dealing with, I thought I should give you a heads up. We're dealing with images where we're seeing our prisoners in South Africa on Youth Day, mind you. We're being entertained by strippers.
I'm not going to lie. I did catch that headline and I just, you know, the eyes rolled and I couldn't get what was going on. I mean, was that something serious, organized?
It is huge. Apparently now 13 correctional services personnel have been facing suspension, and the whole idea was that they were celebrating June 16. Can you imagine that? June 16 celebrated by bringing prisoners, strippers.
No, it's
okay.
It just beggars disbelief.
Let's just talk about Europe. And you know what? I do understand the whole idea that they go to prison to be rehabilitated. But at least if you're going to rehabilitate someone, you don't bring them strippers. No, thank you. But all right, we move on, Katie. I'm not going to bog you down with that. Let's talk about the G20 summit. What's happening?
Yeah, well, that's it's on. It's happening in Hamburg. In, just nearly a week's time, or a little over a week's time, the 7th and the 8th of July. Of course, there will be a South African representative. Not too sure if it's going to be, it should be our president, but anyway. The theme of it's shaping an interconnected world, which is quite interesting considering a lot of the nationalist policies of certain governments. But basically, it's looking as though Angela Merkel, who's, very much emerged as the sort of antithesis, well, not the antithesis, but the kind of the leader of Europe and the one that can potentially take on Trump. And it's looking as though there could be a bit of a clash because basically Merkel's signaled, or Germany has signaled, that it's going to make climate change, free trade, and the management of forced global migration the key themes of the G20 summit. And as you can imagine, climate change, well, the U.S. president denies that and has pulled out of the Paris Agreement. Free trade, well, that's not kind of one of their let's say, it's not part of their policy. And, mass global migration. So it kind of looks as though Germany and its supporters are going to be coming at it from a completely different angle to Donald Trump. So it's going to be a very interesting summit to watch.
Absolutely. And it was mentioned, I think it was one of her first visits, it was her visit to the United States or Trump going to Germany, where it was said out of all the leaders, especially in the G20 or the big players in the world, Angela Merkel was the one that should give Donald Trump a run for his money. But talking from one powerful lady to one powerful and to another powerful lady, Brexit, Theresa May, what's happening?
Yes, okay. So this is one of the big sticking points, one of the big issues of the Brexit negotiations. Obviously, you've got trade and, things affecting the financial situation of Britain and Europe, but immigration and immigrants. It's a big one. And Europe's already proposed or put their proposal forward with regards to Britain's in Europe, essentially saying that they're going to keep their current status. They're not going to be penalized in any way, free movement, free work and so on. Now, the UK government are trying to reassure the 3.2 million, it's quite a number of EU nationals in the UK, that they're going to be, or that they would effectively have the same rights as British citizens. He said that they don't expect any of the EU nationals to be deported unless they've committed a crime. But basically, the residency rights package, Britain is saying is going to be fair. They're going to get the same residence rights, same employment rights, same health rights, so on. They won't get the right to vote. And Brussels, sort of countering that, says that the UK offer is not sufficient and they need more guarantees. So it's the beginnings, but it's going to be a major part of the negotiations and I think a sticking point on certain sides.
And talking about the Brits and Russia, though. Brits arrested in Finland for popping over to Russia for a beer. What's that about?
I had to share this with you. I thought you'd really love it. These four unnamed Britons, they were taking part in an orienteering competition. Okay? So you think that maybe they just weren't very good orienteers and they lost their way. But no, they were in the south of Finland and they apparently could not resist the temptation to cross the frontier for a quick beer. Now, why cross the border into Russia? Well, the beer and alcohol in Russia is much cheaper than Finland. Finland's actually got a very controlled alcohol or industry with regards to alcohol sales. So these guys thought, well, we're just going to quickly go across the border, have a few drinks in Russia. It's not going to cost as much. And, yeah, they were apparently on the Russian side for about 15 minutes, had a few cans of beer, but, got caught by Finnish border guards.
But isn't this what we call international relations? This is a pure example of international relations where individuals are crossing border in the spirits of sharing.
Oh, hang on. In the spirit of sharing spirits.
Yeah. Fair enough. Touché. I hear that loud and clear. Katie, always a pleasure chatting with you. Looking forward to chatting with you again on, when's it again? When are we chatting? Thursday. Yes.
Thursday morning.
Thursday. All right.
Will do.
Katie, chat later. Thank you so much. Good morning to you. Ciao, ciao. Katie McDonald giving us the latest European updates all the way from Budapest in Hungary. Thank you so much for that.